again.
You're listening to the Academic Writing Podcast,
brought to you by the High School of Economics.
My name is Imani.
My name is Jana.
And today you're going to hear about some metaphors and idioms.
First, we'll hear a story about an old settlement which has been recently found in eastern Russia. How old is the settlement? What was the key source of protein in the settlement?
Archaeologists' recent discovery of 7,500-year-old fishing poles and traps in eastern Russia shed new light on pre-agricultural human civilization. The fishing equipment was found near the Dubna River basin and provides glaring evidence of year-round settlements. Previously, it was believed that humans were entirely nomadic during this period, but this theory was overturned in light of the new discovery. The archaeologists elucidate their new theory by explaining that the people of this settlement probably used fish as a key source of protein and traded fish as part of their economic life. Many other artifacts were found at the site where the fishing equipment was located. Together, these findings illuminate human civilization at the time. The archaeologist's paper concludes by highlighting the importance of scientific exploration and research.
It happens so that the words from today's lesson are connected to light. So the first phrase is to shed new light on.
You could also say to cast new light on or to throw new light on.
And this means to make something clearer or to explain.
Experts hope that the plane's flight recorders will shed light on the cause of the crash.
Yeah, they will explain why the plane crashed. Or another phrase would be, the latest study could throw light on why older people are the only one affected.
Which means that the study is hoping that it will provide some reasons or some explanations for why this happened. Again, that's to shed light on. Number two is glaring. And glaring means very easily seen.
Actually, to glare means to shine too brightly, but it can be used figuratively as well.
So you could have a glaring error, a glaring omission.
Or a glaring inconsistency, or glaring injustice.
So you could say something like, this work, unfortunately, contains glaring contradictions.
And what does it mean?
It means that any reader could clearly see the contradictions that were in the work.
So it means that only fools cannot notice this.
Exactly.
Good. This is in a glaring contrast to the process described in previous chapters.
And again, a glaring contrast just means it basically hits you in the face, that it's really obvious to see.
It is possible to say glaring example, like the most glaring example of this problem.
Again, that's glaring.
Number three is in the light of.
In light of means after considering something or because of that reason.
Biodiversity must be protected, especially in light of the complex global environmental challenges.
And this means that when you consider the environmental challenges, that biodiversity is particularly important.
One other example could be, hence, in the light of this citation, it might be insightful to explore the Russian learner's perception of traditional English grammar rules.
I'm sure their perception is that the grammar rules are crazy.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, you could use both in the light of and in light of. In light of, it's more frequently used, but you can meet in scientific papers the phrase in the light of as well.
Again, that's in light of.
Next one, number four, to elucidate.
To elucidate means to make something clearer by explaining it fully.
The findings from the study begin to elucidate the unique context of the Russian market.
And basically, this means that the study provides a really good explanation of the market's context.
The issues this paper explores cannot be elucidated through traditional empirical description.
Where this article elucidates the health-related quality of life among people living in the Tulang Plateau of China.
And this means the article explores and gives some clear explanation why this is happening in China.
Again, that's elucidate. Number five is to illuminate.
To illuminate means to show more clearly something which is difficult to understand.
So you could say the text illuminates the philosopher's early thinking.
Or the research will help illuminate how variation in genotype is related to variation in phenotype.
Or Devoto illuminated the inner life of modern liberalism as no one had done before or since. It means that he provided a thorough explanation of modern liberalism in his work.
Next word is to highlight, and it's my favorite word because you can use it to underline something in a paper or an article. In scientific writing, to highlight means to emphasize something important, especially so that people give it more attention.
So you could say the report highlights the major problems facing society today.
Or you could say these findings highlight the need for community colleges to create a climate of fairness and inclusiveness.
Or these results highlight how habitat structure can shape wildlife disease.
And what does this mean?
This means, well, to use one of our vocabulary words from our last podcast, these results point out how the structure can shape wildlife disease, or it sort of emphasizes it.
Again, this was to highlight.
So as was mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, all of the words that you heard today are related to light. So they might have the word light in them, like to shed light on or in light of, or they use the Latin word lucid or lumos to refer to light. So elucidate and illuminate both refer to light as well.
Now you will hear the text, but this time slower.
Archaeologists' recent discovery of 7,500-year-old fishing poles and traps in eastern Russia sheds new light on pre-agricultural human civilization. The fishing equipment was found near the Dubna River basin and provides glaring evidence of year-round settlements. Previously, it was believed that humans were entirely nomadic during this period, but this theory was overturned in light of the new discovery. The archaeologists elucidate their new theory by explaining that the people of this settlement probably used fish as a key source of protein in their diet and traded fish as part of their economic life. Many other artifacts were found at the site where the fishing equipment was located. Together, these findings illuminate human civilization at the time. The archaeologist's paper concludes by highlighting the importance of scientific exploration and research.
Now we will hear the words from today's lesson read one by one. How many of them can you explain?
To shed new light on.
Glaring.
In light of.
To elucidate.
To illuminate.
To highlight.
You've been listening to the Academic Writing Podcast brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
What's your name?
Yeah, that would be useful. I'm Imani.
And I'm Zena. We've got actually a short task for you. How many phrases do you remember from today's lesson, which include the word light?
And how many other phrases do you remember that are associated with light, even though they don't say the word light in them?
If you don't remember all of them, play back and listen to our podcast one more time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.